Well, this is a surprise. His own words sounded foreign to him, resonating strangely in the empty office. Layla's expression was torn between indecision and something else he couldn't identify. She sank into the office chair.
Yeah, you're telling me.
She gnawed on her thumbnail, worried gaze studying something across the room.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
He cleared his throat, stepping forward tentatively. Moving deeper into her space was dangerous. He wasn't sure if he could trust himself, not after wanting her so desperately all yesterday and this morning. Her appearance in the boardroom had felt like the result of wanting her too hard, as if he'd thought her into existence but at the worst possible moment. After their incredible night of phone sex last night, he'd woken up with a hard-on and a rapidly unfolding plan for what they'd do that night. Dinner plans were in the works. But now, he stuffed his hands into his pockets, clenching his jaw.
What happened between us should stay there. Between us.
Well, obviously, Layla huffed, pinching the bridge of her nose. I'm not so excited about walking straight into the biggest HR shit show of my entire career.
It won't be a shit show, I promise.
He came up to her desk, his gaze traveling over as much of her as he could see. The arc of her neck, the creamy skin he'd caressed so many times the other night, was dying to caress again. He dragged a finger along the edge of her desk, thoughts roiling in his head.
I won't tell anyone what happened, and I assume it won't happen again.